This is On With Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, three-time Billboard chart and electro pop artist Kendra Erica. How are you, Kendra?
Good. Good to see you again.
Very nice to see you too. Now, Kendra, where are you from? I don't think we've ever had this conversation like in depth. Where are you? You a local girl? Are you?
I'm actually from Boca Raton, Florida.
Oh, Boca Raton, the mouth of the rat.
Mouth of the rat.
It's the craziest name for a city, right?
Yeah.
Rat mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
Is.
But by the
really
way, is. One of the most beautiful cities in the country.
Yes. Weren't you just there for
a few
events for like at the Boca Resort? Which
yes,
is
I was.
Really, really close to where I am, and
very,
also,
very nice neighborhood.
Very nice.
I believe I was going to have dinner, believe it or not, but then our schedules conflicted. Judge Judy works there.
Yes.
Or pardon me, Judge Judy lives there.
Yes.
She lives there.
She goes to dinner with Judge Judy?
Yes. So the guy that I was with was friends with Judge Judy, and we were going to TV's biggest earner, by the way.
Yes.
Judge Judy
yeah.
pulled down like 160 million or something. That's just a fun fact. Anyway, you know who else is from Boca Raton? Ariana Grande.
Yes.
From Boca Raton. Boca Raton putting out some talent.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Kendra Erica, how'd you end up with two first names? That can't be your last name.
No, it's not my last name, but I really wanted to, I just wanted to maybe be like an 80s pop star and bring back the two first names again.
That's right. Well, I love that vibe.
Yes.
So let's talk about your new single. It's called Lay It On Me. Tell me about this song.
Well, it's a song that is very much empowering of not just women, but anybody within a challenging field, you know, and just in life. And
okay.
I really want to be a positive reinforcement within our society and a pioneer in that matter of with whatever challenge comes your way, just lay it on me. Just
lay it on me. Bring it on. Okay.
Bring it on and to stop the victimization of people in our society. Like, we can't all be victims, because if we're victimizing ourselves, then we can't move forward.
Oh, so you're coming with some real empowering messaging right here.
Yeah.
Did you write this song?
I did, along with Sam Shreve, Laurel, and Frazier, and shout out to Manny who produced it.
Oh, so there was a team, a nice team behind you right there. How would you describe your sound?
My sound, I like to call it my own sound, basically.
Your own sound.
It's my own sound.
She describes it as hers.
Kendra Erica sound.
The Kendra Erica sound. Yes.
All right,
I like to call my music as it's sort of like the veggie burger to McDonald's. It's something against the grain, but something that will be nourishing in
okay.
its core and foundation.
It's okay. It's
yes.
it's good for you, but still tasty.
Yes.
All right.
Definitely.
And you've been in LA how long now? Is it home now, or are you still out in Boca?
I'm still out in Boca, but I'm commuting back and forth. But I would love to call this my new home soon. So.
And how soon do you make the transition?
Very soon. I mean,
okay.
Lay it on me.
Lay it on me, right?
Yes.
Comes full circle. Are you thinking about an album, a full album, or is just focusing on singles right now?
Mostly working on single by single, because as you know, everything in society is so instant gratification
right.
and so fast paced. But I would love to put together a body of work, because that's the nostalgic way of sharing music. And I really want to bring things back to their roots.
Who are some of your influences that you would say you try to emulate or have really impacted your music?
Mostly Lana Del Rey, Ellie Goulding, Solange, London Grammar, Sam Smith. I mean, anyone who, and also Lorde, and I also love what Taylor Swift is doing right now. Anyone who actually has an experience and can really
tell a story
and have that empathic sense is what's really motivates me and inspires me to move forward with my music.
What's your ethnicity? Just curious.
I am German, Russian, and Scottish.
German, Russian, and Scottish. So what?
So
what is,
I can put on the Russian accent and have a conversation. Right now.
Could you speak Russian at all?
Niet.
Niet. Okay, got it. That was pretty good then. That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Do you act?
I do, actually. I was just in a movie.
Oh.
It's called The Groundskeeper, and it will be releasing very soon. And I am this poison ivy type character. I work with snakes, and I had to have snakes draped all over me.
Ooh, real snakes?
Real snakes, yes.
What kind of snakes?
Pythons.
Oh, wow.
Pythons, yes. And I got to work with Sal Rendino from the new John Gotti film, and also talents such as Gopal Devon and a fabulous director, Alan Redwing.
Good for you. So you're staying busy.
Very, nice. Very busy. Have to keep the momentum.
Nice. Now, what's your birth name? I'm just curious.
Kendra Erica Fulmer.
Kendra Erica Fulmer.
Yes.
Oh, that's like, that sounds like a nice teacher.
Yes.
Kendra Erica Fulmer. But Kendra Erica is your actual real name, and that's the
yes.
Your artist, your Sasha Fierce, if you will. So
that is my Sasha Fierce.
Okay. And are you single at the moment? Anyone special in your life?
Yes, I do have a single coming out in August.
Ah, that's a great answer right there. So is that the I do have someone special, but I don't want to talk about it because I don't want it to throw a monkey wrench in my brand answer? Or are you genuinely are just sort of having fun and focusing on work?
I'm focusing on all aspects of life as we speak.
Oh, look at you. Have you thought of a political career?
No.
Okay. Well, Kendra, you've seemed to got it. I was hoping you laid it on me, but clearly you didn't want to go there. That's okay. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you so
much. Have a lot of fun. Again, the name of the single is Lay It On Me, onwithmario.com.
And shout out to Mike Quinn.
Shout out Mike Quinn. Yes. Yes. Mike Quinn, let me ask you a question for Rooster right there. How often do you get the infamous Bob Golick?
That you all the time.
Do you really all the time?
I get him, and I also get the wrestler from Bloodsport.
The wrestler from Bloodsport. Yeah, oh, John Matusak. Was that John Matusak?
No, it is. I think.
By the way, I know Bob Golick. He's a great guy.
He was RA in college.
Yeah, so stupid. On Saved by the Bell of college years. Great guy, and there's a striking resemblance, so I say it as a compliment. No. But. Back to Kendra, Erica, thank you so much for coming by onwithmario.com for all info on Kendra, Erica.
Yes.
On with Mario Lopez.